Joining me in the KRVS studios is Professor Paul Morton. He is a professor of trumpet here in the School of Music at UL Lafayette. And every semester they have an amazing collection of jazz performances towards the end of the semester. It's unbelievable to be saying that it's getting close to the end of the semester as well. But you all have quite a number of performances next week for UL Jazz Nights.
That's right, Judith. I totally agree. I don't know where the semester is gone. But we have four different small jazz groups, and we have a big band or a jazz ensemble, and they all perform next week, and it's actually going to be here in Burke Hawthorne Hall. All the concerts start at 7:30. It's actually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And the four small groups that we have a guitar group, and we have three different sort of traditional combos, which would be rhythm section and horns of different varieties. And the third one is the students with the least experience, and the first one is the students with the most experience, and then the guitar group is four guitars and rhythm section. So the lineup is Monday night, 7:30, we have combos 3 and 2, and then on Tuesday we have the guitar group and combo 1, and on Wednesday we have the big band. And it's, you know, all the students are either jazz majors or they're in music media, which is basically music technology, music business, that type of thing, or they're in some other field. Some are music education or summer theory composition, that kind of thing. But everybody's working on improvisation in music and learning the jazz style and the jazz language, but most importantly, learning how to use a tune as a vehicle for improvisation. And it's always great to see the students perform, because a lot of times when you're improvising, you don't know what's going to happen until they actually get out there and do it. So it's the getting out there and doing it part that's really important to us. And, of course, having an audience there is super, and the vibe in the room is always great, and we're looking forward to being in Burke because it's such a great venue now.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I've been to Jazz Week performances before, and so often they were in the auditorium.
Yeah, in Oshel Hall. Right.
And wonderful space, and you all have this great shell behind it, and obviously the music does carry, but there's an intimacy to these performances.
Right.
That will be so well suited for Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater.
Right. If you haven't been in there yet, it's just a fantastic venue. It's been remodeled within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it seats maybe 200, something like that. But it's stadium-style seating, so you're very close to the performance. And, you can really see and hear what's going on. I think the acoustics are great. And I think it's always good for the musicians to have as much interaction with the audience and vice versa. And I know as a performer that I always feel the best when I feel a really great vibe in the room. And I'm really looking forward to that next week.
Yes, and there's an intensity to the way the seating is set around that stage.
Yeah.
It's marvelous for small groups.
Yeah, and the acoustics in there, I think they're not real boomy. They're kind of dry, but I think that's good because you're going to hear every single note clearly. And since it's all improvised, it's kind of like live TV and radio. You know, mm-hmm. You never really know what's going to happen until you show up. And it's just a great experience for our students, and hopefully it's a great venue for our audience members that love jazz to get out and be a part of it.
Well, and you know, you say they're students, but every time I've attended one of the jazz performances with these young combos, I'm so struck by the professionalism that you all impart to these students and the seriousness with which they approach these concerts.
Yeah, I think they really achieve a great level. I think you're right. I think what happens is, as a musician, learning how to improvise, and especially in a small group setting, is the way you grow as a musician. I mean, if you're going to make up what you're playing on the spot, it increases your ear. It makes you much more proficient technically. It makes you think about, what am I going to do to say something on the instrument and not display these little black dots on the page? And each of these small groups, especially, you got one person on a part. And even in the big band, you've got just one player per part. And so everybody has equal responsibility in making the music. So, you know, that sort of democratic art form where everybody has input and everybody has responsibility in the music, that's the way I think that you become a better musician and grow. And I think what you see at the end of a semester is hopefully that growth coming to fruition.
Hmm. If you are tuning in, my guest is Professor Paul Morton, professor of trumpet in the School of Music, talking about UL Jazz Nights, which will be next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and they will be in Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater. These are all free and open to the public?
All free and open to the public, yep.
Well, what an amazing way to spend your week next week to open it up. It's been an intense semester and fall for so many of us, and a great way to just enjoy music and, again, to see these energetic, enthusiastic young students learning jazz. And you did mention that the UL Jazz Ensemble, the big band, will play on Wednesday, and that is always a kick to hear.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the small groups, actually, the Monday night is going to be, you know, basic jazz standards of different types, of different levels of ability. On Tuesday night, we have the guitars in Combo One. I should say that Combo One is the group that I'm working with, and all the tunes that we're going to play are original compositions by the students. So everything, the students are going to stand up and talk about the compositional process, and then we'll play their tunes. That's all we're doing. We're not playing Monk or Charlie Parker or any of that stuff. We're only playing tunes written by the students, which I think is probably the first time that's ever happened in my knowledge in a combo setting here. And then Wednesday night, the big band, Bill Hockhebel just pulls out all these fantastic concert charts that are just intricate and just amazing and difficult, and it's just, that's going to be a real treat,
too. That's a very tight group, always. Yep. Very enjoyable.
Yep. He gets a lot out of them.
Yeah. So really great performances Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week in Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater. Free, open to all of us, and it's about 200 seats, so it should be a plenty of room and a really nice size to hear those groups.
We're looking for plenty of room, but also a nice full house and a great vibe in the room. And listen, I really appreciate you getting me on. I know you got lots of people that want to be in this hour, and we really appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's just fascinating how much is happening here in Lafayette.
It's
and
crazy,
but I think in so many ways it inspires all of us to do more, and we attend more. And I've had a lot of people remark on that, just that we're in the habit here in South Louisiana of just attending live events.
Well, and if you ask me, I mean, I think that's what makes life good.
You know,
that's what it's all about.
All right. Well, you have this opportunity next week, three evenings of live free jazz performances in Burke Hawthorne Hall. For more information, you can go to the School of Music's website. I think you have a calendar listing there on that page.
Right, music.louisiana.edu, correct?
Okay, easy to remember. Well, Paul, thank you so much for your work with these combos and in the School of Music and in the jazz program here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.